Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A Missouri listener stated, "My question is about God and His creation of men and women and their roles. You guys in the pulpit don't ever seem to address the family except that of man, woman, and homosexuality. Why do your kind duck the real issues affecting over 50% of the homes? Why do women make up over 50% of MBA programs, medical school, and law school? In today's family, mothers are making more than fathers are now, in excess of 37%.
Okay. This is funny to me just because the nature of the question tells me that he hasn't listened to us preach very much. Okay. And it also tells me why is that more important to him, some of these things more important to him than the Word of God. So he stated this. In his subject line, his question was about God and His creation of men. And so when I just saw in the subject line, it says, there's much talk about creation, especially among Reformed Church, which I think that's what he is. Well, even most evangelical churches. Do you think the following is consistent with the way God created things? What about most of the churches you know of? And then he goes on. From there, but I just thought he was talking about creation, and I didn't read his article because basically he sent me many pages in there. So unfortunately, I could see though what the nature when I reread the article, but I answered just the question in his subject line, and so I said sorry, I read only the subject line of your email and not the article. I thought you were addressing the subject of creation. Last week, I was told by a radio listener that I was out of touch because I had criticized the fact that women were in leadership of churches. I told them that women were to keep silence in the church, 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. I told them women can teach women, Titus 2, but not men. I'm just giving them what the Bible said. Regardless of what people may think, I've preached only 3 full-length sermons on the abomination of homosexuality, although I have mentioned it in my preaching as sin many times, but not for more than a couple of minutes, in the most part. I stated it because it fit in the context of the past. God put it in there. So who am I to leave it out? Now, I've actually preached more on adultery and fornication. I agree. We should not leave the other sins out. But we should also not leave out any sin. We should also preach righteousness. That is, the things that we are supposed to do. Some of the people in our fundamental group were preaching that a homosexual cannot be saved. And they would cite Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, to say they can't be forgiven. So let me read that passage. It says, "For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature," speaking of lesbianism, "and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat." Well, it doesn't sound like the Lord made those two men with men doesn't sound like he made them that way, or they were born that way, does it? And even say did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So that's what they used to use, but they stopped there. And they don't realize that Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 28 does not end the paragraph. The paragraph goes on through verse 32, and it applies, yes, to the sins of homosexuality, but there were other sins listed on that list. Listen as I read the rest of those sins. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, other way of saying liars, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You know, these are things that entertain some people on television and other areas as well. Now, notice the sins placed on the level of homosexuality, envy, debate, listed here as a sin, as immoral and vile and abomination is homosexuality. I don't know if the listener writing this question was wanting debate, but he needs to see the level that God places it. Whispers, proud, disobedient to parents. Now, most people will not place those sins on the level of homosexuality, but God does. And so the bottom line, a preacher is to preach the whole counsel of God. I have a harder judge than any man on earth. James 3:1 says, my brethren, be not many masters, meaning teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. So my life is consumed with simply ascertaining his will, seeking to be sensitive to his Holy Spirit through study of the word, and then proclaim it at every opportunity. So really, this Romans 1 passage says, showing that if you believe that homosexuals can't be saved, it also shows that these people that are disobedient to parents, whisperers, okay, despiteful, debaters, boasters, can't be saved either. All of those in that list can't be saved if they're going to stay in contact. So they need to not be so quick about taking scriptures out of context. And unfortunately, many have done that. No. Where sin abounded, Romans 5:20 tells us grace did much more abound. God's able to save them. As for women, in a study of the Old Testament Israel, we find that when Israel had sinned and gotten away from the Lord, that women are their leaders. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12 says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err and to destroy the way of thy paths. Children, the oppressors, and we see the problems with youth all across this country that we live in today. More and more women in the positions of power and leadership of the country. And God shows that in the Old Testament, that was a rebuke to the men. It didn't condemn the women there doing it, just a rebuke to the men, because it was better if men were what they're supposed to be, that they led. In the study of Genesis 2, one finds that God made Adam a helpmeet. So many have wrongly stated that before government and the church, God made the home. But they leave out that before the home, God gave man a ministry. That ministry was to tend the garden. Eve was created to help Adam meet the goal of the ministry to tend the garden. On the other hand, I like what Matthew Henry's statement was on this issue. God made her from Adam's rib, not from his foot to be trampled upon by him, not from his head to be for her to rule over him, rather from his side to be under his arm and to be protected by him, and near his heart to be loved by him. The woman is to be in subjection. When she is not, she breaks a type of the relationship with Christ in which we are to be in subjection, and he is to be the head. The husband has a great responsibility to love his wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for. But the wife has a responsibility to show the believer's relationship to Christ by her subjection. Now, I had my oldest son at one time was a paramedic in the Army. And he told me, he says, you know, on the battlefield, a paramedic doesn't want a woman out there because she gets in the way when you're trying to rescue a wounded soldier. He says, you'd almost be better off to knock her out first so you don't get shot yourself and going out there and rescuing the guy. He said they just simply don't have the strength and the same physical abilities of men in that situation. Now, you save the man getting back there. She may be better at doctoring the guy. But getting him off the battlefield, he said it's not really a wise thing to have a woman there, or you're going to get shot yourself. Thankfully, he did not have to do that in the Gulf War, nor in the war 10 years later. Now he is a deputy sheriff and loves that work, and the county crime prevention officer for our county. And now I go on to answer him. Finally, I'm not a social engineer, nor a philosophical patron. I prefer, thus saith the Lord. You go to my website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. You can search for series on the family or home, and you can find out what I said. That way, you don't have to make false accusations. I just wanted to apologize for not reading the article before commenting on what I believe. Since I'm not in the other churches to hear them, I'm not sure what most others believe, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And I've signed it in Christ, Andy Bloom, Psalms 119, 105. And so that was our answer to that listener's letter. Again, I believe that he was not asking that as really an interested listener, but I, you know, somebody that was really searching for an answer. I think that he was doing it to be antagonistic, or should I say to try to mock our fundamentals of the faith and the stand that we take as opposed to his liberal stand. But it did open the door to answer some good questions in there and to make some good points. So, as I said, 90% of those kind of questions I don't answer that are just looking for an argument or debate. It's just a simple thing to do it that way, but I thought this is something a little bit different that I could address with you. So now let's go on and have Brother Banks to read us our next question. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.